All right, H-Town. Today's picks are in. The choice is yours. Are you tailing?
Forget the myths the media has created of just follow the money.
Or fading?
There is no nobility in poverty.
It's time for T-Mill's best bets on the drive.
I want you to deal with your problems by becoming rich.
All right, here we go. T-Mill's best bets every day around this time on the drive. Yesterday, off to a good start. 2 for 3 last night in the green. Right, that's all you want to do. Can you get in the green? He won last night. Champ Slice did not have a great feeling about you last night. I know Champ is listening. He just texted in.
Always.
So I guess you were wrong. So maybe make a little money. Make a little cash.
Yeah. Shout tonight. Out to Champ Slice. Shout out to him riding with us every day. And let's just very quickly flash back to yesterday during Best Bets.
Start a new week. Let's see if he can get a good Monday in. He's got 3 bets tonight. The Astros, he's got the Astros money line at +120 at the Phillies. So he's got the Astros winning this thing outright. Champ Slice to Tyler. Never mind, you lost me on the Astros money line.
That one was for you, Champ.
Maybe nailed it.
Tail.
Nailed that one. Nailed that one. 2 for 3. Remember, you can find all his best bets and other nuggets there at Space City Sharp. Go to Twitter at Space City Sharp. He has them there every night. What you got tonight with the NFL back?
That's right. NFL is back, and we have football bets. First slate of NFL wagers this season. Very excited about this. We got the Patriots and Seahawks in action. You can hear that right here live on 95.7 The Fan after Texans All Access starting at 7. First best bet for this game, NFL action. I have the Patriots. Clint's going to hate it. Patriots +3.5 points in Seattle tonight. I believe Clint said earlier that he likes the opposite of that. He likes the Seattle minus some points, maybe.
I do.
Next, I'm on the under. You'll like that one, Clint. Under 45 tonight between the Patriots and Seahawks.
I do.
And then your third and final best bet. This is the tiebreaker of sorts for you, Dirty. Tell me if I have a good slate here or not. Third and final best bet is A.J. Brown. Over 5.5 receptions for the Patriot offense. New Patriot A.J. Brown, want to keep him happy. I expect them to go to him early and often. I think that's my favorite bet of the evening.
That's probably a good smart bet. Cool. And not just a good smart bet, but like it makes sense to do. It makes sense to get him on. Hey, just throw it out there. What are you talking about? The hitches. Just throw it out there. Just get him. Maybe even a screen. Like that. That's something that he could do. They should find ways early to get the ball in his hands and not just like it seemed like in Philly at times, right? I think he had something to do with it, obviously, but it seems like at times, like it was like, all right, go routes and slants. That's it. That's all. And everybody knew what they were going to do and go routes and slants and jump balls. That was it. Like I do feel like Josh McDaniel, the OC there, Josh McDaniels will be a little bit more, less predictable on how he uses A.J. Brown.
Well, being the first game, Tyler, I'm with you on this one. There might be some solid headlines after this game about somebody and about New England or Seattle or whoever comes out on top. One headline I will bet you will not see is that he's so upset he's reading a book on the sideline and he's got 3 targets in the game.
Yeah,
I mean, I bet you he's gonna
sure
be. He's gonna,
better not be.
Yeah, I mean, he's gonna get fed early and often, I'd imagine. So I like that bet, man.
As y'all heard the man tell these wagers. Let's go.
There it is. T Mill's best bets. You can lock them in. NFL is back. T Mill's got 3 bets coming out of this Patriots Seahawks game. You can find them once again, as I said, at Space City Sharp.